Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. Today I want to talk to you about assurance in Scripture is not once saved, always saved. Are you familiar with this? Yeah, I was having a discussion with a seeker just the other day, and he asked about assurance of salvation in the Scriptures. And like so many other topics that we encounter, it's twisted, perverted. That's what the Scriptures say. So I call people spiritual perverts because they pervert the Scriptures, modern pastors and false teachers. It's perverted by churchianity to mean something else outside of God's truth. We're going to talk about it today. Isaiah 32:17, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. So what does assurance mean? Well, we're going to get to this. It's often spoke about by people of faith, churchianity, false teachers, modern pastors, as assurance of salvation, as a guarantee of your salvation to come, a guarantee of eternal life. But I'm going to take you to Scripture and show you, Scripture does not teach that in any way, shape, or form, and that what's true about it, salvation, is it comes only through Christ and the gospel, and we'll talk about that some more as we go here. And you must be in truth, and you must endure to the end. You know, real quick, these false teachers like to use this verse. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, that verse says what it says, but guess what? We can't just take one Bible verse out of context. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, so we take many scripture verses and put them together to build a theology, and they really like to miss and ignore verses like this, 1 John 1:6-7. And if we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Okay, did you notice the conditions there? Not guaranteed? Yeah, the Bible's full of that. We have to take all of God's word together and not cherry pick or eisegesis verses out of context. Let's build our doctrine from all scripture, not just cherry picking some. Jesus Christ himself said this, Matthew 10:22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endure to the end shall be saved. So assurance in the Bible is not what these false teachers make it out to be. I like to use all the scripture I can. In this Old Testament scripture, it promises, in context, no assurance of life. So you got to always make sure you get the context right. Deuteronomy 28:66. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. So here it's saying you don't have any assurance of even your life. So make sure whenever you read verses, you're always looking in the context of them. So let's move on to the New Testament and talk about what does the Bible say for assurance in our faith walk and in salvation. We're going to look at the five verses that use the word assurance. And what are we going to find out here? Are we going to find out that it means you have eternal life, once saved, always saved? Or are we going to find out that it points to something very different and it is not a guarantee of salvation? Let's talk about this. Acts 17:31. But because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man who he hath ordained, he's talking about Christ, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Okay, right there, it's telling us about Christ that we have assurance that Christ rose from the dead. That word in the Greek, pistis, let me read a long definition for you. Persuasion, credence, moral conviction, truthfulness of God, conviction of the truth, belief, a New Testament conviction, the conviction that God exists and is the creator and ruler of all things, a strong and welcome conviction or belief that the Messiah is of God and is the salvation. what this is talking about in this verse, that word, is that we can have strong assurance that Christ rose from the dead. He is our salvation. Yeshua, that word means salvation. But it is no guarantee of eternal life, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to prove that. You can see that the focus of that word is a conviction in Christ, who he is, and that he rose from the grave. Christ is our only path to eternal life. But the assurance spoken of here is our belief on that fact, not a guarantee of us attaining eternal life like these false teachers like to tell you. Belief on Christ, if you know the biblical gospel, is really just the start of it, because the Bible says we must repent. Jesus' first words were repent. The Bible says we must be born again. That's the work of God. We get the Holy Spirit. The Bible says we must walk in obedience and holiness, without which you will not see God. And the Bible says you must endure. So faith, assurance of the resurrection of Christ, is the beginning of the gospel. Then everything else you must walk in and apply to your life because of what Christ has done. I hope you're getting a picture here. I hope you see this very clear. Jesus himself said in Luke 13, strive to enter through the straight way. Many will try, they won't be able to. If we have assurance of salvation and we can't lose it, why do we have to strive? Is Jesus a liar? No, Jesus is not a liar. The gospel is the perfect work of Jesus Christ that we could never do. We can't work our way to salvation. But our response to it is a combination that brings us salvation. Christ's perfect work and our response to it for salvation. Let's move on to another verse about assurance. Colossians 2:2, that in their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all the riches of full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of the Father and of Christ. So that word assurance here is a little bit different. Pleroforia. It means same thing basically. Confidence, assurance, most assured confidence. In this verse, it's not guaranteeing us eternal life at all. It's saying we can have assurance and confidence in understanding who God is in Christ. That's what it's saying. It's not telling us you're guaranteed, you're assured eternal life like these false teachers like to make it say. It doesn't mean that we're assured of salvation. We know we have to walk that out. We have to remain and abide in Christ. Go read John chapter 15. Jesus said, lest you remain and abide in me, you don't get the Father's love. Pretty clear and pretty straightforward. How about 1 Thess 1:5, another verse. There's only five verses that use the word assurance in the King James Bible. 1 Thess 1:5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. All right, same Greek word here as in Colossians 2. And it's not saying here that we're assured salvation, guaranteed eternal life no matter what, but the assurance is in what Paul delivered and the gospel that came to them. That's the assurance. They could have confidence in that gospel of Christ. But even in that confidence and knowing who Christ is, we can still be lost. We can turn away. We cannot withstand to the end in our faith, or hold fast, or not endure. That's the word I'm looking for. Ready? Paul says so right here in Colossians, the chapter right before Colossians 2. Colossians 1:22-23. He says, in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. We have the hope of the gospel. We'll get back to that in a minute. Which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Did you catch that? You got the hope if you stay grounded and continue in the faith. You got to endure. The assurance he's talking about is not guaranteed eternal life no matter what. The only assurance we have is in the perfect work of Jesus, who he is and what he did, and then our continuing in him according to God's word and God's way. There's our assurance. It's not something that we just say we have. It's something we're walking in and we are doing. Remember in Acts 2, they said, what must we do? I love that. For salvation. All right, so to wrap up my case against assurance, meaning you have eternal life, once saved, always saved, I'm going to take you to Hebrews, the last two verses, or the next two verses, the only other two verses, and these close the door on their assurance of eternal life. Ready? Hebrews 6:11. But we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Same word as those other verses in Colossians and 1 Thess. It's telling you to have diligent confidence, assurance, in the hope of Christ to the end. Do you see your part there? Place your faith in Christ, his perfect work. Be diligent in the hope of that to the end. That means you got to endure. That means you got to be in Christ. That means you got to remain. That means you're striving. That means you're leaving willful sin and repenting. That means you're following Christ and obeying him. I'm making a case here that in a courtroom, the jury would be out for 5 minutes and say, done. Scripture is very clear. Assurance of salvation is found in Christ when we walk in his word and his ways and in his covenant. No other way. Easy believism, once saved, always saved. Faith alone, grace alone. These are all lies made up by man. Remember something. Covenants always have two parties. And two parties always have something to do. God's covenants always had two parties, and two parties always had something to do. God always does his part perfectly. Christ did his part perfectly. We have a part to do. Ponder that. It's very, very important. We're walking in the blood covenant. And God's covenants were never, ever, ever unconditional. Once saved, always saved. Assurance of salvation, no matter what. These are unconditional. God's never been an unconditional God. You won't find any scripture verse, no history, no evidence, no proof of that. He's a conditional God. I'll do this if you do that. If you do that, I'll do this. This is the God that is just and loving and fair and righteous. All right, let's move on to the last verse. This one absolutely slams the door shut. On assurance of salvation, once saved, always saved. You can't lose it. You got it locked up. Jesus is your get out of hell card in the back pocket no matter what. Let's go there. Ready? Hebrews 10, 22 through 24. Let us draw near with a true heart of full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. All right, same word here as the other three verses I read before, same Greek word. It means confidence. Here we are told to have confidence in our faith in Christ. Yep, he's the way. And notice it says again, hold fast without wavering. Endurance, continuing, striving, remaining. Amen? Then it says, provoke unto love and good works. Yeah, we're to be focused on Christ, our perfect Lamb, and the assurance, the confidence we have is in him if we hold fast to the profession of our faith that saves us. And a saving faith is always what? Full of good works, obedience, endurance. We're made for good works, Ephesians 2:10 it says. And the Bible is clear that we're made to be working for God. It's proof that we know him. 1 Timothy 4:16, endure, remain in sound doctrine by which you are saved. Yeah, go read it. We're saved by the truth, and that's Christ. So again, the assurance, the confidence we have is faith in Christ with works of obedience and holiness that prop up our saving faith. I want to go on to this. James 2 backs this all up perfectly. Ready? James 2, 22 through 24. See thou how faith wrought with this works, by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Abraham believed God and obeyed God and acted and had faith. Did you notice that? Yeah, whatever God told him to do, he did. That's why he found favor and righteousness before God. If he would have said, yeah, God, I believe by faith, but I'm not doing what you tell me. I'm not going to obey. I'm not going to endure. just like Noah. If Noah didn't build the ark, he would have drowned in the flood. Faith and works. Verse 24, ye see then how by works a man is justified, not by faith alone. That slams the door. Faith alone, grace alone. James says, no, 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 you're not saved by faith alone. You're not saved by faith alone. Your works are justification of your faith. So I hope you consider this assurance that we're talking about. Reconsider the idea that you have assurance of salvation if you just believe and it's locked up for you no matter what. God's word doesn't promise you that. God's word promises you a hope and a chance at salvation through Christ if you remain, endure, and strive. Faith and works, the covenant, the blood covenant we must be in. We have the hope. Remember I said earlier, Paul said you have the hope. We have the hope of salvation via Christ, but we must remain in him and endure to the end. We're in a covenant. Covenants always have agreements of two parties. What's your part? 2 Timothy 3:14-17. But continue thou in these things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, and correction, for instruction in righteousness. Yeah, we got to live righteous, right? That the man of God may be perfect, that means fully, complete, mature, fully furnished unto all good works. Good works is holiness and obedience, doing God's will, obeying him, walking in sound doctrine. 1 John 3:18-19. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Truth saves us, saints. Christ is the truth. The Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Ephesians 5:9, one of the fruits of the Spirit is truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. You got to be in the truth to have the assurance and the hope of salvation to come. And the truth is not pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. The truth is not living a worldly life, living like the culture. The truth is not walking in churchianity ways, pride and vanity ways. No, no. The truth is holiness and obedience to God's word. And we can be assured that Christ did his part perfectly. Okay? And he is a perfect Savior, the perfect Lamb. We must do our part of the blood covenant. What's our part? To die on the stake and shed our blood for ourselves? No. He did it one time for us all. We're to follow after. We're to repent. We're to cry out for the Spirit. Then we're to walk in the Spirit. Then we're to obey in holiness and remain and endure. Do you see the concepts here? It's all over Scripture. This idea of plucking out assurance somewhere and saying, I got it no matter what, absolutely is heresy and a satanic doctrine. I do want to be clear before I close out here. We can be assured, of course, and have hope that Christ can save us. I'm not saying that. If you've done everything you can do today to follow him, obey him, place your faith in him, repent, you're not living in willful sin, you are living in accordance to God's will for your life, you have the hope of salvation today. Of course you do. But we have to continue to align ourselves in his word and in his ways and endure in it. Then we're going to find salvation. It's as simple as that. Don't be fooled by false assurance, once saved, always saved, easy believism, faith alone, grace alone, theology. Salvation is not a one-time thing. Salvation is an ongoing process that happens in a person's life. Ready? You must remain and endure in a job you get. You must remain and endure in a marriage. That's a covenant that God ordained. You must be in the blood covenant that God ordained, the New Testament, and you must do your part, endure, and remain in it. And let us be assured of this. He works in us. Philippians 1 says he began a good work in us. John 15 says we can do nothing without him. Oh, he's working in us. He's helping us. He's guiding us by the word, by the Spirit. He gives us faith. He gives us grace. He gives us repentance. We're not doing this on our own. We're not pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps, but we are aligning ourselves to walk in his word and his ways. And we are to daily be Matthew 22. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That means obeying him. That means following his word. That means coming out of the world. That means losing your pride and vanity, killing your flesh, coming out of churchianity ways, rejecting the culture, preaching the gospel, finding your ministry, living holy, denying your flesh. All of these things are part of following Christ. None of this theology from man gives you an assurance of salvation no matter what. Our assurance is in Christ and his perfect work, and then our clinging to him, following him, obeying him, enduring in it, walking in holiness, preaching sound doctrine, living sound doctrine. So I hope that opens your eyes to this assurance of salvation idea. It's very man-pleasing. Oh, I want a guarantee. No, you don't get a guarantee outside of the work of Christ. Now, what are you doing in response to that work of Christ? That's going to determine whether he gets applied to your account or not on that day of judgment. You have the hope of salvation. Assurance is confidence in what Christ did. Now walk, now follow, and obey. Jesus makes it very clear. Drop your nets, follow me, and endure and abide and remain till the end. Love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Check out all of our resources, the Ecclesia page, the edification page, the street preaching. Brother Akuo is adding things to his website that we link to. Sister Amon's adding things for the at the sister's blog. Because we love our neighbor. We love God. We love our brothers and sisters. Till next time, I got to call it a night. It's been a long day. Lots of witnessing today. Till next time, the Lord lets me come to you. Love y'all. Be assured of Christ. Strive unto the end, unto salvation. God be praised.